In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, good morning to you all. I like the name tags. If you don't know, I'm Father Peter. I don't have one on. I love this time of year. And I love that you all come to church. Just yesterday was the Saturday of Lazarus. And the gospel reading was full of meaning. I want you to go home and read it tonight if you're not going to be here at services. It's John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. And today's gospel reading in the liturgy continues with John chapter 12. So you can kind of go through the progression of what happens in these 2 days. Of course, the glorious event yesterday was that the Lord raised a man from the dead on the fourth day. He was his dear friend. And we hear of that he's the brother of Lazarus, is the brother of Mary and Martha. And they were very close with the Lord. I'm sure the Lord had visited their home often and prayed with them and blessed them. But the amazing thing was that he told him to come out. And the man wrapped in bandages, that was completely covered like a mummy, was alive after being dead for 4 days. Now, of course, the Lord's resurrection must be greater than that, because the Lord was resurrected on the third day. But he did the raising of Lazarus so that once again, it was over and over and over again, that they saw the miracle and they saw the Lord doing something great. It's amazing how many times he had to prove himself to people. So once again, he performs one of the greatest miracles of all. And the people see, and many are following him. Now some take off. They're in Bethany. And Bethany is a 2-mile walk. It's 2 miles away to the gates of Jerusalem. So he has a group of people with him and others that have run on ahead. Because we always have people that like to tell stories, don't we? So they ran ahead and were telling people in Jerusalem what had happened. So picture this in your mind. The Lord is walking for 2 miles with people that saw the miracle of the raising of a man from the dead. And others hear about it and they want to see who he is. So one crowd going, another crowd coming, and they converge together as he's entering the gates of Jerusalem. And they proclaim him as the king. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even he is a king, they said. What a great moment for our God, where he was accepted. Now, during this time of year, everybody wants to produce, direct a movie. Or they want to write an article about Jesus Christ. So movies come out, articles are written, and there's always some sort of controversy. This drives me crazy. But in opening the paper the other day, there was talk of the document that says that Jesus Christ was married. And they had scholars look at it and say that, yes, it probably was from his time. Does that mean it's right? No. So Jesus Christ was married. And as a good Orthodox Christian, we should all go out, and when somebody says this to us, indeed, he was married, he's the bridegroom of the church. And we will have a service tonight, and tomorrow night, and Tuesday night, entitled The Bridegroom Service, O Nymphios. Did you have any sighting in the Bible? Have you seen anything in the ancient books of the church that talk about Christ having a wife? No. Those things weren't important. It wasn't important that we had to proclaim that the Virgin Mary was the Theotokos, because everybody knew it. All of these things were given to us. There were people there that saw it. Do you think they had a wedding feast for the Lord? And he's, I don't even know who he's married to. Some say Mary Magdalene. Because in the Last Supper, there's a person there in his breast, leaning into his breast. That's John the theologian. He's maybe 18 years old. He doesn't have a beard. Can't grow one yet. So why do we always have to answer these things? We had people there. We have the places still under Orthodox care and control. Now, just 2 years ago, we took a group there. And we saw all of these places. Now, our other brothers and sisters say, well, I'm not sure it's there. You know why they're not sure it's there? Because they weren't there. They didn't have people there to guard it and protect it. We do. And we did. They say it's not important where it happened. And I have to disagree every time. If you went to the place where he was crucified, you would know it. I'm telling you. If you went to the place of his birth, you would feel it. If you went to the slab they laid him on after they crucified him and beat him, you would experience it. But most of all, if you went to the Holy Sepulchre, there wouldn't be 1 ounce of doubt within your being. This is his last week. We don't just go through the motions. We come with our book and we buy our candles and we live Christ's life, his last week on earth. I don't want to hear that you're tired. He was up there for us. You have to come and experience. I didn't get to do it last year. You know that. And it almost killed me to not be here. But I could follow along in my book, and I could still read what was happening the last week. No excuses. You come. You need to be here at least on Wednesday evening and Thursday evening. Oh, that's the longest one, Father. I know. I have to carry the cross around the church. I don't have to. I want to. There's a difference. He was suspended on the tree, we say. They mocked him, they scourged him, they buffeted him, they spit on him, they put nails in his body and left him there to die. And you say you're tired? It's a progression. We can pace ourselves, but we need to be here and participate. His Eminence is coming Friday afternoon and Friday night. We're going to take, it's the unnailing service at 3:00. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a parishioner at St. Paul's in Irvine, Father George Stefanidis, a blessed memory, sent me a letter and asked me if I would like to receive Christ from the cross, to hold the cloth while they lowered Christ and placed him within the cloth and covered him. So I was here, or I was there, rather, in suit and tie, and I awaited. And of course I accepted, because what an honor that is. So when one of the priests took Christ down and put him in my arms, the electricity was running all through my body. I'm not making this up. It was like voltage going through me. And I carried the cross from the Solea up to the priest who received him. And I will never forget that. As I will never forget seeing the spot where he was hung, or the spot where they laid his body after, or the spot where he was resurrected. You, as Orthodox, have the beauty of having all of this handed down to you. You have the books to follow, if you don't buy one, and experience this week like you never have before. No excuses. I'm going to be here. I'm going to take roll too. So come. Come and experience it. Do it like you never have before. Make a bucket list. I'm going to come to every night service this year. I want to be with Christ. I want to walk with Him hand in hand. I want to feel, hear, smell all of the experiences, taste, touch. I want to worship Him. I promise you that if you do all of these things and you come on Saturday morning, as we see that the tomb is empty and the flowers are thrown throughout the church and the bells are ringing, and then you come Saturday evening into Sunday morning and you see the darkened church and you see the light on the altar table and that light comes forth, then you will feel the Lord within you. Make that commitment to Him. He committed to you, every one of you. This, by Him doing this, and then doing this, we can live with Him forever. So take the challenge. I am moved to be with you this year. I hope and pray you will join me. Amen.